For years, our community has been in search of an Olive Garden. It's a constant topic among people that are passionate about the Italian food franchise. And on February the 4th of 2021, a sign appeared on Main Street. It was a prank that Olive Garden was coming to Cartersville. And what happened from there was a firestorm on social media, good news spreading throughout the community about something, well, that quite frankly, people later learned was not happening. I've had an opportunity to discuss this with the person who's responsible for this prank, and they have asked for anonymity, and we will grant that. We are fortunate to be able to have this discussion to answer some of the questions that perhaps some of you may have about it. We will refer to this person as the OG Bandit, and we'll say, welcome, OG Bandit, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So one of the first questions that people will want to know is, are you a local person?
I am, very much and proud to be. Really enjoy living in our small town. I love it.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how active are you in the community?
I would say I'm probably an 8 to a 10. I've been probably a 10 here lately, very active. Like I said, I'm proud to live here and call it Cartersville home.
Did you do this alone or with a group of people?
I did have help. I had a few people that helped one production of the sign and then to help install it. So it was there was some help involved.
Okay. So how many people? Just two?
There was three of us that actually dropped it off, and there was one person that helped build it. And everyone was actually pretty good at keeping a secret. I was surprised this has taken a little bit of time to put together and waiting for the right moment. I don't know if I want to release their names, so I can't speak on their behalf, but it was very enjoyable, and it was a good group bonding experience.
Two rather serious questions. Did the property owner have any knowledge of this prank?
They did not. I did not know whose property it was when we did that. We picked that spot strictly for the location. We thought it'd be a great spot coming off the hill heading towards Interstate. It would get the most traffic.
This is a self-serving question on my part. Did the mayor, me, or any other elected or city official have any knowledge of this prank?
No elected official had any knowledge of this. We tried to keep this under wraps, so nobody knew at all.
Walk us through how you pulled this off.
Well, what I do, I've seen a lot on Facebook, a lot of people talking about an Olive Garden every time there's a construction site going on. So we were, me and the friends that came up with this idea, we decided, let's bring an Olive Garden here. So. And jest, because that's what everyone talks about every time someone sees groundbreaking. We're getting a Chipotle, I guess, near Taco Bell. First thing everyone asks, is it an Olive Garden? But this took a couple months to put together, so we just waited for the right time. There was a lot of energy with the Chipotle and the Texas Roadhouse coming, so we felt like now is the perfect time to strike. And that's what we did. And we actually dropped it off Tuesday night. No one noticed it for almost 24 hours, which was hilarious. And then it caught on like wildfire.
And you said you picked the location simply because it's an outstanding location.
High traffic. And honestly, we were looking at the side road beside the Texas Roadhouse where you pulled down beside Kroger and the Las Palmas, but we decided this one had better traffic.
What reaction did you hope to get?
I hoped it would just kind of get a little laughter from everybody. Didn't think it would get as much feedback on Facebook as it actually did. I assumed a couple people would post it, a few people would share it, and then very quickly it would be snuffed out as, no, this is fake, don't buy it. That did not happen. It gained steam really fast.
It certainly did. How did you feel about that community reaction? First to the announcement, and now the realization by everyone that this isn't true.
At first, I thought it was funny. Then, reading a lot of the people's posts, I started getting nervous because I realized I may have gotten a lot of people's hopes up a little too high. There was a lot more excitement for Olive Garden than I anticipated. So, got a little nervous. My wife was afraid we were going to have to sell the house and move. So, that was a legitimate concern she shared with me. She was aware of the joke. And then once it became aware that it was fake news, so to speak, I really enjoyed a lot of the comments I've seen online. A lot of people took it well. It was all in jest. It was meant to be a harmless prank, just a good laugh. I figured everyone needed one.
Do you ever plan to let people know your identity?
Actually, I do. I contacted the Good Neighbor Homeless Shelter. They're doing Dance with the Stars. So I told them if they raise a certain amount of money, I will gladly announce my name to the public and brace for whatever impact may come.
Okay, so you're attaching your name and this cause to something that's good in the community. That's a very kind thing to do.
Absolutely, thank you.
Do you like eating at Olive Garden? Are you an Olive Garden fan?
I'm actually not. I'm not a big fan of their food. I think they're a little overhyped. I prefer real Italian food.
This question comes from Christy Montgomery at the Grand Theater. She said, if you could describe yourself as a pasta noodle, what noodle would you be?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm always partial to penne pasta. I don't know why I'm going to describe myself as that. Probably, I don't know how to describe myself as a noodle, but that's my favorite one. It gets the sauce in there and it just tastes great when you take a bite.
Do you have any plans for any other pranks? Anything else on the horizon for you?
No, this one was organic. It just kind of came about, like I said, over a time period. We discussed it. I don't plan on doing another one, but if the opportunity presents itself, I'm not opposed to it. As long as no one gets hurt and everyone enjoys a good laugh.
Well, OG Bandit, thank you so much for shedding a little bit of light on what you did and why and what you hope to achieve. And we certainly hope that it does get achieved. And I think a lot of people are going to really want to figure out exactly who we're talking to right now, and hopefully they'll take it in the jest that it was certainly intended for.
Absolutely, I hope so. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, OG, have a great day.
You too.